Greetings to all my Israelite kinsmen and women throughout the world. This is part 9 of Believe. This study is covering all the verses that show what believe means and how it is used in Scripture. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Believe is found in the Word Studies menu. I pray you are understanding that it matters who and what we believe in, that there are those that are believing or even teaching false doctrines. Just like the time of Christ, our people today are deceived by a counterfeit belief. This counterfeit belief is the doctrine of devils and is almost flawless in its success of leading our people astray. In every instance throughout history, when our white Christian race builds an empire, it flourishes under biblical laws and morals. And every time, our people become fat and lazy in our prosperity and blessings, and that is when Satan's Jewish children creep in and entice our people with their false light, subtle maneuverings, and patient, small doses of poison, which eventually beguiles us. They are vampires, leeches, parasites, and tirelessly do the desires of their father Halel. If only our people would be as dedicated to our father as they are to their father. But even if we believed in error, we are still going to be held accountable. Yahweh gave us a brain to think, a heart to feel, and a belly to listen to our gut feeling. There is no excuse for blindly believing everything we are told, especially in the churches, schools, and colleges. There are many verses that warn us of false preachers, false doctrine, and false brethren, and many verses that exhort us to study and to try the spirits and to judge a tree by its fruit. It's really simple. If we have knowledge and understanding of the way, and we know who we are and whose we are, and are loyal and live by the belief, then we have the true faith, which is allegiance with Father Yahweh, and we can expect to receive that which He promises us if we continue in His ways. We ended part 8 with Hebrews chapter 11 and continue here in part 9, but first let's have a recap of Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Paul just name-dropped a bunch of the patriarchs of the Old Testament who through or by faith did such and such. Each time where it says through or by faith, he used the Greek word pistis, G4102, which means belief. It also means conviction and truth itself. He used the same Greek word pistis, G4102, in the last verse in which it had a different and specific use. G4102 was used 24 times in chapter 11, the same word pistis. But the last time it was used, in verse 39, the definite article the precedes it, which identifies it as the belief. The King James perversion and the Strong's concordance leave out the definite article the, which is G3588, the. They have it at the end where it says received not the promise, but failed to record it accurately from the Greek, which has it preceding faith, where the King James Version, it reads, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise." The Greek reads, "And these all, being witnessed through the belief, are not requited with the promise." Requited means repaid, recompensed, rewarded. So all those patriarchs, all being testified through the belief, were not rewarded with the promise. Testified means given in evidence, witnessed, published, made known. The patriarchs did not see the prophecies come true. They did not see the promise of their kinsman redeemer fulfilled, but they believed what Yahweh said and what he had done for them, being witnesses to his blessings of obedience and their deliverance in the face of the enemy. Believe in the Old Testament is used from only one word, H539, aman, and it is a verb meaning to confirm or establish, be confident, to be sure, assurance, and a personal belief. Those patriarchs were the ones believing the words of Yahweh, doing the words of Yahweh. They were confident and established in their personal belief of the truth itself, which is every word of Yahweh. So were they just believers? No. They all were the believing ones, active believers, following instructions, commands, and laws, hearing and doing and keeping the word of Elohim. Luke 11:28, "Blessed are they that hear the word of Elohim and keep it." John 20:29, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." They lived by the belief, being believing ones in Yahweh and his word. In the New Testament, many lived by the belief, being believing ones in Yahweh and his word, because they remembered their history and heritage, and the promises and prophecies. Yeshua and the apostles were bringing the belief to those who forgot those things. They needed to go through the re-education of the belief, because the counterfeit priesthood had been teaching some other belief. Just as in Romans 3:30, which reads, "Is he the Elohim of the Judeans only? Is he not also of the scattered Israelite nations? Yes, of the nations also, seeing it is one Elohim which shall justify the circumcision," meaning the Judeans, "by belief, and the uncircumcision," meaning the dispersed of Israel, "through the belief." By the word and through the word. If you know the way and know the word, you live by the belief. You are justified by Yahweh. If you do not know the way or do not know the word, you are living by some other belief, and therefore are not justified. So you must seek to be justified by Yahweh. Luke 11:9, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." By the door or through the door? If you have true knowledge and understanding, then you stand by the door, because you already know what's behind the door. You are by the door because your purpose is now to lead those who do not have the belief through the door. We continue in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a group of witnesses, let us lay aside every burden or hindrance, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, or the belief, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of Elohim. The popular sins today are sports idolatry, selfies, atheism, porn, gambling, witchcraft, liberalism, homos, transsexuals, race mixing, all the things that society pushes through the media and TV. These things remove us from the belief. Hebrews 13:7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Elohim, whose faith, or the belief, of whom follow, considering the end of their conversation. The Greek is a little better. Remember your leaders, those who speak to you the word of Yahweh, of whom, closely observing the discharge of their conduct, that you be imitating the belief. James 1:1. James, a servant of Elohim and of the Prince Yeshua Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So do you believe your church, or do you believe verse 1? Don't forget, this is after Christ died. James is not addressing the church. He is addressing the descendants of the 12 tribes, which are already at that time migrating and settling the nations of Europe. These are the Anglo-Saxon Caucasian peoples scattered abroad, the seed of the promises made to Abraham. Verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, or the belief of you, works endurance. Yahweh is testing the belief of you. In other words, the Father has opened your eyes and understanding to the belief. What you do with that blessing and calling is up to you. So, how is the belief of you growing? Verse 4, but let endurance have her finished work, that you may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Elohim, that gives to all generously and without reproach, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, or belief, nothing doubting, for he that doubts is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man suppose that he shall receive whatever from the Master. What you ask for must be in accordance with what a true Christian would desire. It must be aligned with the belief. James 2:1. My brethren, have not the faith, or the belief, of our Prince Yeshua Christ of honor with respect of the stature of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in filthy rags, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit you here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand you there, or sit here under my footstool. Have you not discriminated yourselves, and are become judges of evil reasonings? Hearken, my beloved brethren, has not Elohim chosen the poor of this society, rich in faith, or belief, and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him? John 14:15, If you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 14, What does it benefit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith or belief, and has not works? Can faith or the belief save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those provisions which are needful to the body, what does it benefit? Even so, faith, or the belief, if it has not works, is dead according to itself. Yea, a man may say, You have faith, or belief, and I have works. Show me your faith, or the belief of you, without your works, and I will show you my faith, or the belief of me, by my works. You believe that there is one Elohim. You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith, or that the belief, without works, is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, deemed righteous by works, when he offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Abraham did not just believe. He performed an act, proved it by his works. Verse 22, See you how faith, or the belief, wrought with his works, and by works was faith, or the belief, matured? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Elohim. You see then how that by works a man is justified, or deemed righteous, and not by faith, or, and not out of belief only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the innkeeper deemed righteous by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith, or the belief, without works, is dead also. So you can follow your church and just believe without showing your works of obedience, knowledge, and understanding, or observances of a true Christian. Or you can follow Scripture and have the belief and the works, meaning imitating Christ's example, obeying all his commandments, love and mercy towards the brethren, observance of the set-apart days, and basically the daily living of the heritage of the household of El Elyon. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the assembly, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yeshua. And the prayer of faith, or the belief, shall save the sick, and the prince shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him, or sent forth and away from him. Confess, or acknowledge, your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This is true. In every instance, when Christ healed someone, they had the right heart and mind with the belief. 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Yeshua Christ, to the chosen strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. The Greek translates as Peter, commissioner of Yeshua the Anointed, to chosen expatriates of through sowing of dispersion. In other words, the sowing of the word to the dispersion. It sounds like the parable of the sower, Matthew 13:23. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold and some 60 and some 30. There are at least 7 different definitions of stranger. Some mean a stranger of another race. Some mean a stranger that is near to you, a kinsman. Here, the definition refers to a stranger of the same race, a sojourning kinsman. Peter is addressing his racial kinsmen, both near and far, not the church. Verse 2, elect, or chosen, according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua Christ. Favor unto you, and peace be multiplied. Since Abraham dedicated Isaac to Yahweh on the altar, Isaac's seed was set apart, called, elected, chosen. Verse 3. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Prince Yeshua Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua Christ from the dead. The Greek reads, engendered us from above, rather than begotten us again. Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are being preserved by the power of Elohim through faith, or belief, unto deliverance, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in pain through manifold various trials, that the trial, or test, of your faith, or the belief of you, being much more valuable than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and dignity at the appearing of Yeshua Christ. If you just believe, you might not be found praiseworthy. Yahweh wants doers, not just believers. How strong is the belief of you? Verse 8, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy indescribable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, or the belief of you, even the deliverance of your souls. Verse 18, for as much as you know that you were not released with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the society, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do the ones believing in Elohim, that raised him up from the dead and gave him honor, that your faith or the belief of you, and expectation might be in Elohim. Christ did not shed his blood for the church, as the churches claim. The word church has been changed from the word ecclesia, which means an assembly of the called, which can only be the seed of Jacob. Do you really think that Yahweh approves of all the different versions we have now? Or do you think he wanted us to stick to the original word, the original belief? 1 Peter 2:5. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a set-apart priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Elohim by Yahshua Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be ashamed. The churches teach that all you have to do is just believe on him. Well, that includes believing and following his doctrine. Verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which are believing, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, or willfully disobedient, or willfully do not believe, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, or willfully disobeying the word, whereunto also they were appointed. In verses 7 through 8, Peter is talking about the children of Jacob, the children of light, the vessels of mercy, and Esau, the children of darkness, the children or vessels fitted to destruction. Romans 9:22. What if Elohim, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? If these Edomite Jews weren't around to corrupt our ways, then how would this life be a test? That's why we have to have the belief, and it matters who and what we believe. Then we can pass the test. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, or false accuser, as a roaring lion walks about, seeking whom he may devour. The devil doesn't do this alone. He has many children, and they're all Jewish. Verse 9. You, whom resist steadfast in the faith, or who resist steadfast to the belief, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the society, or the satanic society. Ephesians 6:11. Therefore put on the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Yahshua Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, or belief, with us through the righteousness of Elohim and our Savior Yahshua Christ. The context is still and always the children of Israel, then and today. The Greek translates as, to the ones equal valued to us, chancing on belief in justice of the Elohim of us. The Greek word lankano means to receive by divine allotment. If you only just believe and put your trust in denominational doctrines, then you are removing yourself from the divine allotment of being chosen to receive the belief. Verse 2. Favor and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Elohim and of Yeshua, our Prince. Knowledge and understanding of our Prince, our heritage, and our duty. Not just believing on Him, but understanding, supporting, doing, and following what He represents. Verse 3. According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to honor and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, fleeing from the corruption that is in this satanic society through lust. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting set-apartness in the reverence of Elohim. Verse 5. And besides this, giving all earnestness, add to your faith, or the belief of you, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, endurance, and to endurance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. But today's so-called Christians tell you to just believe that the New Testament had done away with needing to do deeds. Ezekiel 33:31. And they come unto you as the people cometh, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. Talking about you pork-eating antinomians who trust in a fake Jesus. Verse 19. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, Elohim is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have openness with Elohim. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments, and do, or practice, those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Yeshua Christ, and love one another, as He gave us commandment. And he that keeps His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abides in us by the Spirit which He has given us. John 14:23. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, be not believing every spirit, but scrutinize the spirits whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Whosoever shall profess that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim, Elohim dwells in him, and he in Elohim. And we have known and believed the love that Elohim has to us. Elohim is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Elohim, and Elohim in him. 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believes that Yeshua is the Christ is born of Elohim, and everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that is begotten of him. The Greek again makes more sense. Each believing that Yeshua is the Christ has been born from of Yahweh, and each loving He who engendered loves he having been engendered by him. In simpler terms, if you are born of the race of Adam, you should love your kinsmen as well. Verse 2. By this we know that we should love the offspring of Elohim, when we love Elohim and keep his commandments. Hence, the second great commandment, love your kinsmen. The churches do not study nor believe the language or the word. They teach you you will become a child of God's by just believing, and to love your non-racial enemies as well. Church doctrine is opposite of Scripture. The belief of the churches is not the belief of the Word. Verse 4. That whosoever is engendered of Elohim overcomes the satanic society, and this is the victory that overcomes the society. Our faith, or the belief of us. Who is he that overcomes the satanic society, but he that is believing that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim? This is he that came by water and blood, Christ Yeshua, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. This tells us that we, of the Spirit, meaning the Adamic white race, are born by water, meaning the birth sac, and by blood, meaning the DNA. Born again is a mistranslation of born from above. Christ came into this world through childbirth, from above, into the race of Adam, which bears the DNA, or spirit, of our Father. Verse 10. The ones believing in the Son of Elohim has the witness in himself. He that believes not Elohim has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that Elohim gave of his Son. And this is the record that Elohim has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that possesses the Son possesses life, and he that possesses not the Son of Elohim possesses not life. Wow. The Greek word for hath is echo. It means to have or hold in the hand, in the sense of wearing. To have or hold possession of the mind. To hold fast, keep, to have or comprise or involve, to regard or consider. It is used of those joined to any one by the bonds of natural blood or marriage or friendship or duty or law, etc., of attendance or companionship. All these definitions describe the relationship between Christ and his people, the children of Jacob. Hence, he is our kinsman redeemer. When we echo the belief, we possess life. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of Elohim, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of Elohim. The name represents the family. This family represents the Spirit, which represents the DNA of his people. Christ's name is Yeshua. Yah equals God. Shua equals saves. God saves his children that remain pure and practice righteousness, that hold the belief and abide by it. When you echo the belief of churchianity and apostianity, you will not have eternal life and will abide in the fire of Gehinnom. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, meaning the belief, which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude is warning the congregation of the common teaching of salvation by the false teachers and Judaizers. The word common refers to something defiled or profane. They were teaching profane and perverted doctrine, much like today's churches. Jude exhorted that his kinsmen contend for the belief. What is the belief? The belief is the allegiance to Yahweh. Without true knowledge and understanding, loyalty, without obedience, without the love for our brethren that Christ demonstrated for us, then that empty belief is not the belief. Verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the favor of our Elohim into lasciviousness, and denying the only Master Yahweh Elohim, and our Prince Yeshua Christ. Galatians 2:4. And that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Yeshua, that they might bring us into bondage. The false brethren are the children of Esau. These, along with the children of Cain, are those that creep in unawares and steer us away from the light. These are the vessels fitted for destruction, hence ordained for destruction. Romans 9:21. Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? The vessels fitted to destruction are the children of Cain and of Esau. And that he might make known the riches of his glory of the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. The vessels of mercy are the children of Israel. Verse 5, I will therefore, because of false brethren, remind you, though you once knew this, how that Yahweh, having delivered the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Yahweh will destroy those of our own race which willfully disbelieve, and will destroy every one of those of the seed line of Cain and Esau. Verse 17, But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Prince Yeshua Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who would walk after their own ungodly lusts. They sure have succeeded. Convinced us that we are Gentiles. They got our people worshiping a Jewish Jesus. We are slaves in their government. The United States of America, which is now a corporation under the control of their father, the devil, they taught us toleration in the churches, not to judge, to accept homos and race mixing. Atheism is successfully removing God. All that is left is our guns, and that right is also being erased. Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves, or are making divisions, having not the spirit, or DNA. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, or the set apart belief of you, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of Elohim, looking for the mercy of our Prince Yeshua Christ unto eternal life, and to show compassion toward some who are hesitating. It's important to try to bring the belief to those who ignorantly just believe in the mainstream understanding of denominational churchianity. We must humbly and compassionately try to exorcise the demons out of our nation and people. Yahweh will draw those whom he chooses to the belief. The others he simply does not want, because their hearts and minds are seared and have no desire to know who they are, whose they are, or follow the belief. Revelation 2:12. And to the messenger of the assembly at Pergamos write, These things saith he which has the sharp sword with two edges, I know your works, and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast my name, and have not denied my faith, or the belief of me. Even in those days wherein Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. Antipas, my faithful martyr, representing a group or class. These were the martyrs who were martyred for resisting the increasing power of the Pope. There's no record of a person named Antipas. Verse 14, But I have a few things against you, because you have there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. So have you also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or rather, think differently, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the assemblies. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden truth, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receives it. Pergamos was the capital of the Roman district of Asia, and it had a large and famous altar which was recently excavated, believed to be dedicated to Zeus. The city was the administrative center of a very rich province. Pergamos was also the center of the worship of Asclepius, the ancient Greek pagan god of medicine and healing, and was therefore a center for pharmakia. The serpent is the emblem of the medical profession, a medical mafia which the Jews own and run. Pergamos, meaning marriage and elevation, was the time period around 330 to 604 AD, when Christianity was being married to paganism via the Catholic Church, which expanded throughout Europe. Revelation 2:18, And unto the messenger of the assembly in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of Elohim, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine bronze. I know your works, and love, and service, and faith, or the belief of you, and your patience, and your works, and the last to be more than the first. Twice Christ says works, and the last works to be more important than the first. Thyatira apparently means heavenly sacrifice. In Greek, thua is a prefix form of thuos, or sacrifice. Thayer's Greek dictionary has odor of affliction. This assembly, like the one at Pergamos earlier, was castigated by Yeshua for having tolerance for fornication. The word fornication can be used to describe various illicit and deviant sexual acts. However, it can be fully demonstrated from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Jude 7, and elsewhere in the Bible that fornication is race mixing. The belief is not for the other races, and certainly not for bastards that result from race mixing. Revelation 13:8, And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If you worship the Pope or Jewish Jesus, your name is not written in the book of life. Verse 9, If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the endurance and the faith, or the belief, of the saints. If you abide in the belief and endure to the end, you will receive that which comes from allegiance with the belief. If you just believe and put your trust in fake doctrine and a fake savior, then you will go into the very real lake of fire. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. Revelation 14:9. And the third messenger followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Elohim, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the set-apart messengers, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up for ever and ever, and they shall have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, the children of Jacob. Here are they that keep the commandments of Elohim, and the faith, or the belief, of Yeshua. The mark of the beast is not necessarily a physical mark. The people described in Revelation chapter 13, those who were trapped under the power of the papacy, which describes nearly all of the children of Israel through the later medieval period, they had no practical choice but to worship the beast, the papacy, at that time, in order that they may survive in their communities. We are trapped into the same type thing today, for through Jewish-controlled media and entertainment, we are under constant propaganda and indoctrination of all things contrary to the belief. Never before in history has the serpent seed Jews had control over every nation, every bank, every corporation, almost every media outlet, and every seat of power. It's time to examine who and what we believe. Do you still just believe? Or has Yahweh opened your eyes to the belief? Repent, for the reign of Yahweh is near. Believe in Yeshua.
Jesus, I believe.